Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
Police are searching for those behind the kidnapping and murder of a KZN Midlands man. Mike Pryor's body was found burned beyond recognition inside the boot of a car at a grazing farm yesterday morning. Investigators later confirmed that the vehicle belonged to the 58-year-old who had earlier been reported kidnapped in Nottingham Road. Police say the motive for the killing remains unknown. Pryor was from Gwaheri Farm in the Indezi Valley. Umgeni Deputy Mayor Sandile Mnikati says the killing has left the community shaken.
We are deeply shocked and saddened by his tragic passing. Our thoughts and prayers are with the Pryor family during this incredibly difficult time. May they find comfort and strength in the love and support of the community.
The Durban High Court has heard the state intends to prove that Duduzile Zuma Sambudla understood the volatility of the July 2021 unrest and yet still chose to fuel it. The MK Party MP's trial is underway. She's pleaded not guilty to terror-related charges stemming from social media posts she made during the riots. Newswatch's Nushera Sudhial is at court.
In his opening statement, senior state prosecutor Yuri Ganga said they would set out to prove that the 43-year-old Zuma Sambudla intentionally encouraged the public to engage in acts of violence under the banner #FreeJacobZuma. He says she did this by posting pictures and videos of burning buildings and trucks, looted malls and properties with the chilling refrain, "We see you." He's told the court that these were not messages of empathy, but rather they were applause for chaos and a public endorsement of destruction. Gangai said this was no ordinary case, describing it as one about the power of words and the destruction that follows when influence is abused. He told the court that South Africa burned in 2021, and when restraint was needed the most, voices of power, including Zuma Sambudla, chose not to heal but to harm. He wrapped up his opening statement saying the accused, from the comfort of her home, wrote words that cost others their freedom, their lives and their future. The trial continues. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
And a Malaysian court has remanded a rapper in custody as part of a murder investigation into the death of a Taiwanese influencer in a Kuala Lumpur hotel room. Name Wee, whose real name is Wee Meng Chi, handed himself over to police on Wednesday. He was named as a person of interest in the probe into the death of Iris Xie. He denies any wrongdoing. The 31-year-old influencer was found dead last month in a bathtub in the Malaysian capital. The probe was reclassified from a sudden death report to a murder case, with police saying they wanted to question Name Wee, believed to have been the last person in Sia's company. The top story, police are searching for those behind the kidnapping and murder of a Midlands man. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.